Deion, how good is it to be back?
Oh, it's great. It's great. You know, it's home. You know, ready to come back and make some things happen and start the season off the right way.
Did you think you'd be back here? What was going through the whole process?
In the back of my mind, yeah, I knew I'd be back here. I knew this is where I wanted to be. So, you know, there's a lot of situations I was turning down. And, you know, I ain't make sure I stayed on the board, but I was glad I was still on the board. And, you know, the Giants gave me that phone call.
What do you hope to bring this year?
You know, just a lot of leadership, make a lot of plays and be productive and, you know, everything I need to do, you know, to keep them guys right and that we do whatever we need to do as far as winning games.
Were you in contact with the Giants a lot, or
was
this kind of
yeah, it was a couple of coaches that I was talking to, and I talked to the players like every other day. You know, some guys that, you know, we have a great relationship, so I was talking to them like every day. So, yeah, I definitely was talking to them.
So why did you turn down? Were there other opportunities that were being more of a starting role or different things? Why did you turn them down?
I felt like I started something here last year. We started something here last year, and we didn't finish it. So when I have something like that in my hands, I like to finish, and I think this year we can finish it. And then with all the things going on in Philly right now, you know what I mean, that's the type of team that I love to face. You know, I'm a competitive guy, so with them making all the additions that they made, you know, I want to be on the other side of the ball, you know, to go against that.
You know, they made so many big additions, obviously. I don't know if your coming back here is going to be viewed as, you know, that kind of thing, but
he's
still, you know.
No way near. Not at my age, you know, but we definitely going to make sure that it's going to be a competitive situation and, you know, we're going
to
be ready.
You know what you're coming back to, obviously, and it's mostly the same defense. And do you think that because of what's happening down in Philly, people are overlooking what is here on the defensive side?
That's good. Dallas was the underdogs, you know, so that's a good thing. We just got to make sure we do us. We can't worry about what's going on in Philly, New England, the Jets, nowhere else. We just got to make sure we take care of, you know, New York Giants football, and we'll win games by doing that.
At the time you signed last year, a starting job was what you were looking for. At this point, what are you thinking coming back?
Whatever my role is, you know, I'm going to make sure I make the best out of it. You know, last year, you're right, I came in with a mindset. This year, I'm just coming in to play ball, and if I need to be a bigger leader in the locker room, and my play time might not be as much, or my play time may be much, and I'm less of a leader in the locker room, whatever the case may be, I'm just coming in here to do whatever it takes to win games.
Yeah, but you can be that you guys don't have to go through that getting to know you process that you had to do last year?
We was good last year. It was just, you know, we just had a lot as far as learning new defense and learning guys at the same time. But as far as us getting to know each other on a personal level and building a relationship, that was easy for us.
So what do you think the state of this team is after seeing all the changes and the comings and goings and mostly goings?
That's part of this business. You know, this is my, fourth team? So that's part of this business, and a lot of guys know that. A lot of them start their career off here in New York, but it's been some additions to this team that been the reason why they've been winning games and why they won the Super Bowl years ago. So that's just part of football, and you know, in the NFL, you know, sometimes you might see them, sometimes you might not. So you just got to make the best out of it while you're here.
Who were the guys on the team that you were talking to during this whole process?
Jacobs, Bradshaw, Tuck, Trey, I go on and on. OC, you know, I have a great relationship with all them guys, so, you know, them was the guys going back and forth with.
You pretty sure that the free safety look that, you know, you guys use a lot last year will back this year and you'll be a part of it?
I don't know. I want to put it out there. We got to keep them guessing. So, you know, I want to be bread and butter for, you know, the teams that's going to be preparing for us, but I think Perry Field got some things in store, and he's not going to have it exact the same way it was last year, make it easy for teams, but he's going to have some good things prepared, though.
Yeah, when you said there was a market for you, why come now as opposed to, say, a week ago or a week from now?
You know, I leave that up to God. You know, God said it was time for me to sign right now. He didn't give me that a week before then. He said it was now. You know, so I just made it happen. I don't even ask myself all them questions. They wanted me here at this particular point, so I'm here.
So you're watching the Eagles sign these guys from afar, and you're not a Giant, but you were last year, and it was a heated rivalry, and you're thinking what?
Them guys beat us 2 times. They took 2 games from us. So, you know, I don't want to go and join forces with them. You know, I'd rather go and compete against them again, try and get them 2 victories they took from us last year.
Did they call you?
I don't know.
Sounds like they have.
I let my agent handle all that. I don't deal with it. You know, it's 12 years for me, so that's too much. That's why a lot of these guys pull their hair. I'm already bald head, so I try and stay away from all that.
But did you think that they were, I mean, they're calling themselves the Dream Team. Did you look at all that and think, wow, they really are building a pretty impressive juggernaut down there?
I thought Dream Teams, you know, is played when it's All-Star time. That's Pro Bowl guys. So, you know, I ain't never seen a Dream Team during the regular season. So, I don't pay no attention to all that talk.
Did you watch the game the other night?
Which game?
Giants.
It didn't come on. I was in Atlanta. It didn't come on down there. But I definitely was looking for it. No, I saw it. I saw the recaps on NFL Network.
Are you ready to go? Are you going to jump in practice tonight?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Today? Definitely. You know, it's... Can't be playing this long and, you know, come in a situation not prepared. So, yeah, I'm prepared to go out there and practice today.
Do you want to take reps Monday against Chicago? How many do you need to really be fully ready?
I don't care nothing about all that preseason mess. You know, if I have to take reps, I take them. If they don't need me to take it, I'm going to be ready when it comes to that first regular season game.
Yeah, when you walked in tonight, did the locker room feel the same?
It's like family. It's like family. You know, I still have some of the guys. You know, we lost some key guys that I had a great relationship with, but we still got most of them here, and you know, they welcomed me back with open arms, so it was just like family.
But like the personality and the energy feel the same as last year?
I ain't hear my music. I'm serious. It was quiet. I had to walk around with my headphones on, and you know how I feel about my music. So when I walked in, it was silent, and I saw a lot of young guys that I haven't, you know, wasn't able to meet yet. So it definitely was different, but when I did see the ones I knew, you know, it was a good welcome.
Did you pack your boom box or did it
go? I got to go and buy another. I gave it away to charity last year, so I got to go and buy another one.
Did you get your number back?
Oh, definitely. A rookie had it, right?
two rookies.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. As long as a rookie got it, I got to get that one back. So, yeah, we're working that out right now. Working that out right now. But, yeah, I've been 34 come Monday.
Deion, is this team different with the changes they made? They don't have Kevin Voss and those Steve Smith.
Well, it's going to be different, but it might be different in a good way. You know, I haven't been out there to really see what they've been doing at practice and all that stuff, and it's still, you know, this thing been put together, you know, within a few weeks, you know, without no OTAs and everything else been put together within the last week. So, you know, it's definitely different because there were some great additions. I mean, there were some great guys, some key guys to what they was doing on offense. But, you know, Coughlin ain't been doing it this long without having something up his sleeve. So, you know, I'm supportive. I'm very supportive of him and believing that he has something up his sleeve to put us in great situations.
Do